every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal. The first four games between the two were decided by one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. Bulls are 5-0 since the return of Nico Mirotic. They'll try to make it 6-0 tonight when the Sixers come to the United Center. Joel Embiid will not play in this one. He is sidelined with back injuries. Lauri Markkanen will be a game-time decision for the Bulls. Blackhawks take on Dallas on Thursday. Today, Patrick Kane was named the league's first star of the week. Kane leads the Hawks with 14 goals and 34 points in 33 contests this season. Hawks also reassigned Ville Poca to Rockford today. Bears head coach John Fox will address the media today after another terrible performance by his team on Saturday. Former offensive lineman Olin Krutz had some strong words for the organization this morning on Mully and Hanley.
Right. We don't know what's the story behind hiring John Fox. We don't know what's the story behind Trestman. We don't know what's the story, real story behind Emery. We don't really know who made those decisions because there isn't one person in charge at Halas Hall. There isn't one guy made a decision. We don't know if Ted is. We don't know if George is. We don't know who's making those decisions. So it's just that every decision has been wrong.
Bears take on the Browns on Christmas Eve. And in Hot Stove News, the Cubs interested in Yu Darvish, according to the Score's Bruce Levine. Buster Olney says that the White Sox are one of two teams who have shown the most interest in Manny Machado. Diamondbacks are the other. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores.
Adjourn your asses.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Had updates here for the last hour of the show, and she will stick around with Bernstein and Goff. Joe Ostrowski had updates before that. Thanks to our guests on the show. Bruce Levine, hot and heavy after the Yu Darvish Cubs pursuits. Big Cat Williams talked about the Bears and about breaking chairs with us last hour. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Proud chair breakers as well. For doing a fine job producing the show. Ray Diaz does good work. Thank you, Ray.
That is a great band name, if it hasn't been used
yet. The Chairbreakers?
Yes, there's something that just flows. You know it looks good on an album cover.
It sounds.
It's what Bachman Turner Overdrive should have been calling. Thank you. Tomorrow on the show, The Three Technique, where we'll talk to three guests about three stories around the country. And Michael Lombardi from The Ringer will join us tomorrow. And we'll keep chasing the baseball hot stove goodness. Here they are. It's Bernstein and
Goff. Was BTO obese?
Large.
Really?
Very, yes, yes.
I didn't know that they had that
packed
reputation.
A lot of power.
They
a lot
did.
A lot of rock and roll power.
The Canadian supergroup.
Yes.
No, not a supergroup technically, because they all forged their careers solo, like Randy Bachman.
One of them was in the Guess Who.
That was, it was Bachman, right?
I don't know.
Where's the piece of the chair you broke, Speaks?
It's over there by Jason. There it is, Jason. Yeah, I took care of that.
It was impressive.
I was hoisting myself up into the office chair.
Yeah, you do the jump. You do the hop sit.
Yeah, you know, you've seen the hop sit.
Yeah.
You trust the chair.
He set a bonanza. Hop sit.
He likes sitting high.
I do.
So it's like, you know, you got to climb up to get there.
And exactly.
Then, just lower the chair a little bit.
I know, but then I can't raise the chair while I'm in it, because the chair's like, what do you want me to do? I'm giving you everything I got.
Well, all you gotta do, apparently, because there are notes all around the kitchen, all you gotta do is dial extension 1214, and a young lady named is it Lisa Geerling or Liz Geerling?
Liz.
Yeah, she'll replace anything for you. There's a giant.
And she'll paint any car for $99.95.
There's a giant note in the cabinet up there, because, you know, we run out of cups.
Yeah.
All I the just time went here. To try to get a water cup.
Yeah. I hit up 1214 and I left her a message. It says, if there's anything that you need, please.
That's phenomenal.
Let me know.
So there's Wi-Fi?
There's new intercom. There's new intercom rules, I
Jerry
guess.
Jerry Richardson said back rub and foot rub.
Jeez.
Chase legs.
Way to bring it down. And the fun.
Oh, I think that story's kind of fun.
By the way, real quick, while we're in the kitchen, thank you to Agnes and Kathleen. The word hero gets thrown around loosely around these parts, but Agnes and Kathleen cleaned out the refrigerator last week. They volunteered to do it, and they did it.
It was ruining Speaks' morale.
It was ruining a lot of people's lunch.
And why didn't you just do it?
I did not. I did not do it.
No, I said why?
Because I'm not as good an employee as they are. Yeah. What did I mean?
You
I'm
just complained about it until it got fixed.
I didn't ask them to do it or suggest. I thought about doing it and I didn't.
17 years, I've never used a work fridge anywhere I've been.
Wow.
Really?
Never.
Like leftovers?
I just think they're
heroes.
No,
it's not even that. I just don't like... First of all, I don't trust other people's kitchens as is. And then you have a zoo of other people's kitchens all in one place. I'm good. I'm extra good on that. I don't need anything.
You don't trust the Tupperware to protect your food from...
I've never been a fan of potluck. You buffet. Bring something to the crib. Yes, it's probably going to leave in the same dish it came in. Like... I don't really rock with other people's kitchens like that.
I'm with you, because you don't even know if somebody's got a doctor's appointment and they've got samples in there that need to be tested,
right.
Or they've got like a kidney biopsy. I mean,
it's true.
Who knows what's in a work fridge?
Or sure.
I'll eat anything out of anywhere.
Depending on how close we are to the Olympics, there might be some clean urine in there.
Russian fridge.
You don't
know
the
butter.
Yeah, right. Boy, that lemonade looks good.
Well, because, you know, when Nicole and I moved in together, like, I am very particular about throwing things away that need to be thrown away when they need to be thrown away.
Because
I don't want to open a stinking ass fridge.
Sell by date.
I don't want to have something molding in my fridge and be like, what's going on? Because then that'll be the time somebody comes over. My parents always made sure that I understood, if you're going to have people over your house should be a certain way. And you shouldn't just clean up because people are coming over your house. So they kind of made it as, you know, every week, these are the things that
always
you need
to assume
check.
The queen could arrive.
Exactly. Yes. Right. You know, always wear clean drawers, you know, in case the queen does arrive. I don't know.
Or town queen.
Yeah, I don't know if that was why you had to wear clean drawers. But yeah, man, I can't, you know, people bring delicious looking food. I'm like, oh, that looks awesome. Someone else eat it, though.
Man.
think you're missing out.
How? I think he's made a conscious decision that he knows he's going to miss out on some
stuff. Some people are great cooks with great food.
Jay will bring cookies and stuff or stuff, you know, left over from a birthday celebration. I'm like, yo, that looks great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have at it, Ray Diaz.
There was a box of Munchkins donuts, like Dunkin' Donuts in the producer studio when I got in this morning. It's probably half gone. Could have been half gone from Saturday, Friday.
You would have nailed it.
I just took one in and was like, hey, how's it going, Campy? I didn't know. They were fresh.
That's different.
How great, though.
It's from Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm.
It's not
you know. It was an open container in a room where who knows how many hands were in there.
Oh, that's
Jason treats food that people bring in like you treated like a baked goods on Halloween. Like when somebody's like, oh, here's a cupcake.
Ball, yeah.
Thank you.
Just bite right into that staple while you can.
Go for the middle.
How many office supplies are in this cupcake?
There are a few things in this day and age that end up being the treat that a no Bears Sunday is. When you don't have the looming specter of a Sunday night game or a Monday night game, it's over already. And then the Sunday arrives.
It was delightful.
Oh, yeah. We saw an 11:30 Star Wars and then came back and watched football and everything. What was that?
I was just saying no spoilers.
No spoilers, other than to tell you it's fantastic.
All right, good. I'm watching tomorrow.
It's fantastic.
The people that I trust when it comes to Star Wars movies, four or five different people have told me, and these are like the Star Wars heads, like, yo, this ain't it.
That's what
like,
I heard,
my guy, Big Joe, was like, there's going to be one scene that you are going to see and go, what the hell? I'm done. So, you know, I want to see
the Star Wars, like, really, really. I'm a huge Star Wars fan since birth. 77 is when it came out. That's when I was born.
Since birth.
Mm-hmm. And the people that are bitching about it are the ones that just, their fan fiction didn't come true.
They're upset about it. I mean, you're allowed to have your pet theories.
It's just, you know.
Different strokes.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
That's fine. I think, and this is coming from a longtime overthinker, take the fun out of it guy.
Yes, I know.
You know that I can stand on top of that mountain, and I could quibble. But it's a 3.5-star movie. It is a rollicking good time.
I can't wait. I'm seeing it tomorrow, but as soon as you brought it up, I just closed the text line.
I'm
terrified.
You're going tomorrow?
So few.
You're not
going to
make it.
I'm going to the Bulls game.
Go today. Why? Joel Embiid's not there.
I know. I'm already.
Go right after the show. Go walk right over.
That's true.
I will tell you this. It is long.
If you're
my age plus previews and all that, if you're my age, go to the bathroom and at like preview number 7.
Yeah, take your edible after like the Netflix Will Smith movie.
Now you're on my wavelength right there.
Just saying.
Speaking of the Jerry Richardson story, so he's selling the team. Right. So that's his like.
It's like, so long, suckers. I'm guilty as hell. I did all this. I'm a man of another time. Take my team. I'm going to go die.
Happened 36 hours. Yep.
And he there was a report that he was already like, it had been old reporting before this came out, that he had a falling out with his kids. So he didn't he always planned to sell the team. Like, he did not plan to leave.
It was in his will.
In an inheritance. Right. Yeah. So he was going to sell. And so now he gets his money and he goes away. And this obviously expedites it. What do you think would have happened if he wasn't going to sell?
Probably a Donald Sterling process.
You think so?
They caught
Donald Sterling red-handed. I wonder if he will. I used Clark Hunt as the example because it's a singular owner, not a family. One guy, young, would be there for another 20 years. They suspended Jim Irsay 6 games. Like, I just wondered what the punishment for this would have been.
This kind of behavior a long period of time. I mean, this gross.
It's disgusting. But what does Richardson know about the other guys? Like, I'm not saying it's good that he's getting out and all of that, obviously.
That's what it is. I mean, the reason why Donald Sterling all of a sudden became persona non grata, even though he had been doing these kinds of things since the late 70s,
right,
and everyone in the NBA knew about it, is because
they had something.
Well, because he started talking the way he was talking about, you know, my friends will see you taking pictures with him. And then people started to go, okay, what else do your friends get into? You know, are there other cuckolds that are running around the NBA? Is this the kind of business that we want to promote while we are at our most powerful and while LeBron is at the height of his powers? Because when that LeBron thing goes away, like, we got a lot of young stars, but who's going to carry the league? Like, they got to make sure that everything is tight when that thing does fall off. And they were thinking about that with Donald Sterling. I don't know. Listen,
I just don't know what would happen.
Half the NFL owners probably have a history similar to Jerry Richardson's. I would not even blink if 10, 12 of these stories came out after this. You think about this.
Or just, even if it's slightly different than his history, their own history of things that you wouldn't want public, that the NFL wouldn't want public.
He's almost a perfect storm, though, of like an antebellum style southerner, alpha male, former player, all the power.
The ego of being self-made.
The whole thing with the statues of himself. That there's a lot of genuinely old-fashioned, rooted in ancient times, where he might have thought some of this was just okay. I don't think he thought he was getting away with stuff the way that maybe others have.
When he could sit down with Cam Newton and tell him that, you know, make sure you don't get any tattoos or any piercings because that might not fly down here,
right?
And you might have to battle with. Jimmy Clausen as the starting quarterback. Like, think about, like, he's been this guy for a while. Just caught up to him now.
No question.
You know? And why do all these guys that are running to these issues look like they take moisturizing tips from Steve Bannon? They have put every awful photo of this man up. like they don't even need a mugshot. They don't need anything. He looks like a guy that's ready to go.
Somebody tweeted, I forget who it was, he looks like a Scooby-Doo villain.
Dude. It is a bad look, a man. Look. I mean, yeah, but
by the way,
Billionaire's Boys Club.
The idea of Steve Bannon's moisturizing tips, I hope somebody runs with that. I imagine Ramblin' Grimace is already hard at work on that.
you just take some of the gasoline from the burning cross and you go your way.
As we continue to not talk Bears, which is really nice.
That's another product of the Bears being on Saturday.
It's like a college football game. Yeah. We'll get to on Tuesday. Yeah, right.
Crack slippers at the Bears game. Bernsie, the other day you asked if the Jake Arrieta market comes back to like 4 for 25, would you do it? And I'm still very much a no on that. But if the Yu Darvish market is coming back to a 4 for 20 or 4 for 25, I am in. Okay. Because the Alex Cobb market seems to be going up towards that region, and it doesn't belong in that region. So if the Cobb and Darvish market are coming together, and Bruce is hot and heavy on this, I got good feelings about that, because that dude is 2 years out of Tommy John. His K rate, his walk rate, his swing and miss rate was still there in large part last year.
Might be buying low on the recency effect of his horrible performance. And if you know that the Jim Hickey can say, oh yeah, here's what you're doing, here's where your landing foot is, or here's where your glove is.
What horrible performance? World Series?
Pitch tipping, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, but that's fixable.
I agree.
Don Cooper fixed pitch tipping. He still does. Guys fix it all the time.
I agree.
If there's anybody who's stupid enough to be like scared off by that, take advantage of them.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Maybe there might be somebody who's like, yep. I whatever it is in the back of my head, I didn't like the last thing I saw. That the human psychology is real, even though a reasonable person would look at the body of work and would also look at the numbers that we looked at regarding Shohei Ohtani. And where the value is career-wise in most Japanese pitchers, and it's front-loaded, so you got to be mindful of that as well.
I get it, but like it also dovetails with a little nugget that was in Peter Gammon's piece about the winter meetings that from Theo. Every 3 years to dip into the free agent pitching market, he said. Every 3 years.
Well, you're on that plan, right? You had your Lester dip and. Ready for another dip. Well, didn't they joke about it? Was it Theo or Jed that made some offhanded crack head into the winter meetings? Like, what's going on? I don't know. We're probably going to overspend on pitching.
I mean, they got to overspend.
Free agency is overspending.
Yeah.
Right? I'm pitching.
And if you're in the market for luxury items and you've budgeted for that and it hurts a little bit and not a lot, keep moving.
Right. And if you can do it without giving away your positional palette depth, then you can do other stuff with them.
Did you hear the item that we had on Friday that a listener who tracks us every year, longtime guy, I don't know if you know Whitley from Ravenswood, he put a list together about going back 10 years, about what has happened to proven veteran bats who hit the free agent market. Guys with at least 1,000 career hits, they become invisible. That Carlos Santana, when he signed his deal, was only at, I want to say, 995 hits. Mm. And he also had thresholds at 850.
So that means he's safe?
If you look at the, well, even 850. If you look at what has happened to the market value, in other industries, it would be blatant age discrimination. But in baseball, it's okay. They would rather have cost-controlled players, understanding now that your prime is now 21 to 27, when we used to think that the prime was 24 to 30 it's not anymore. A lot of it is a function of velocity, of simply being spry enough to get your bat through against everybody throwing 98 and bullpens all throwing 98. And the other aspect is cost control of your own guys and young general managers with plans that want to promote their own guys. If you've got 1,000 hits and you're 29 years old, good luck. Good luck finding work for what used to be
$20 million per, right?
But look at how, only
3 years.
Melvin Upton only got a minor league deal.
Because he robbed Braves for 80.
Look, but seriously, look. If you actually compare what it used, somebody would, 29 years old with an established ability to put bat on ball,
right?
You
would have thought
they'd be beating down the door for him, right. And now those guys just sit.
Plus, those guys used to have 3 years of service time, 2 years of service time in the minors too. Now guys are getting elevated at 21, whereas it's got that NBA feel to it where you're thrown in the mix at 18, so you can't really compare them to guys from decades ago who are 22 or 23.
Right, Machado's going to hit free agency at 26. Right. Hosmer right now just turned 27.
Well, yeah. And make the most out of
Hayward.
Making the most out of your 20s, right? It's like Bears got to stack a couple of good drafts together, man. Got to stack a few. Them together.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah,
we're not talking about the Bears.
It's like the Pee Wee Herman word of the day. Bears.
Stop, Cherry.
I'm going to go into your favorite.
I'm going to go into a theater with a windbreaker now.
It's Danny's afternoon.
No, he's not going to that kind of theater.
No.
Do those kind of theaters exist?
Oh, yeah. Fred Willard goes to them. Still, guys go to them.
In this area? There's no theater like that here, right?
Right? There used to be Times Square when I was a kid, but that's all gone.
I don't think I've ever known of a theater to show porn.
Didn't the Wilmette Theater? Somebody told me, like, the Wilmette Theater, right there on Lake Street.
Late night? O'clock in the morning, actually?
The Lake Night Wilmette Theater. Like, it had a brief period where it was porn.
Wow. There's a bar on Lincoln that used to do, like, a wee hours. They called it Porn and Chicken.
They put it on the TV?
Yeah, they put porn on and they bring in a bunch of fried chicken. Mm-hmm. And that's they call
when my wife hangs out with her girlfriend.
Yeah. Right. Call it a Friday night.
Yeah. So at one point, the Wilmette Theater did book a straight up porno into the Wilmette Theater. And then the locals went, wait a minute. Hold on.
But remember as Boogie Nights would instruct,
there
was a time in the mid 70s, into the late 70s, where it was bordered on mainstream. Mm-hmm. With Marilyn Chambers and Behind the Green Door and Linda Lovelace.
And then we got all weirded out by sex and shoved it to the internet. It's the only reason the internet is still existing and our phone screens keep getting bigger.
Well, videotape. Actually, it was VHS that changed the industry at that point because when people didn't want to pay for film.
Oh, that's the greatest Boogie Nights scene for me.
That's why I got the 8 Plus.
I'm a simple man. I like butter in my boop. Talking about like knowing that the industry change is coming.
There's an Atlantic piece on the rise in the porn industry again and what it did to cell phone screens. Like when we started actually watching video on phones again and how phone screens got progressively bigger.
It'd be a great commercial.
Oh, bandwidth in general.
Right. It comes in better.
Is your junk pixelated?
The U-Porn app is pre-installed on the Google phone.
Like you can get yourself an HTC, get like X-Videos or something like that.
I've read some really interesting pieces that have actually pinpointed not just things like phone screens, but major industry changes in computing power and bandwidth, all driven by the underground.
I remember when Super VGA was the monitor you wanted if you were a gamer or you did like artsy stuff. Yeah, you got VGA graphics and you got Super VGA, and then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, we got to scrap all this because people are using their monitors for something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
computer games aren't as fashionable anymore.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
what do you guys got today?
We have Zach Zabin in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Eric Edholm at 4 o'clock. Rich Campbell at 4:40. Referee Jim D will join us at 5 o'clock because, ladies and gentlemen, once again,
we have things to figure out.
We have a situation where a team might have lost home field advantage on a poor call by their own doing and also by the refs doing as well. We'll talk about that. Shout out to Rodney Harrison, Speaks and I's favorite enemy. He went off on Ben Roethlisberger.
I was watching that live. Yeah, we called him out.
Yeah, we'll roll that before we're
for
out
what?
Here as
for
well.
Making that pass?
What are you doing?
For actually lying about it.
For lying and saying the call came in from the sideline.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah,
we'll get to it.
He also didn't seem to know what down it was.
No, he was scrambled. There was a lot of things going
in
on
in the aftermath. Right, right, when he's talking about
spike it,
that's why he's for that's why play. He took one question because he's like, oh, you could see him getting caught up like, uh oh, 45 minutes later and I still don't have this straight.
Right. Yeah, it was third down when he spiked.
Yeah,
it
was third down. Third down.
Yeah, if you would have spiked it, yeah, then they would have had to kick the field goal.
No, into three guys.
Yeah, they're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
The Radio.com app allows you to listen to your favorite score shows and unique score content anywhere, anytime, right from your mobile device. Download the Radio.com app now.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. 4 years ago, the Seahawks thrashed the Broncos to win their first ever Super Bowl, and I was asked to do an interview on a Seattle radio station the next day. I was asked whether this could be the start of a Seahawks dynasty, and I had actually pondered that the night before because of how Seattle bashed in Denver, embarrassing a future Hall of Famer. And I said yes, because the Seahawks reminded me of the 92 Cowboys demolition of the Bills. Aggressive coach, excellent young quarterback, devastating defense, brashness, swagger. Well, we know the Seahawks got back but didn't close the door the next year. And now, after getting pounded by the Rams yesterday, the defense is publicly feuding, they're climbing into the stands. The idea that the Seahawks would become a dynasty has left the port. They have to figure out how to reconfigure on the fly just to remain a playoff team. The window is closing for Seattle, and for this year, it's officially shut. I'm DA.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
On our most popular package, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to learn more about our offers. Restrictions apply, new residential admin taxes and fees extra and subject to change.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Reputable attorney, send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
How's Auto Park? Tomorrow night, join The Score's Lawrence Holmes at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb from 6 to 10 for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter to win Bears tickets, pick up some Score swag, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's.
Scoreboard update.
It was a gap. Sports. Sports updates.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Yes, these two I call them the Blues Brothers.
Afternoons on The Score.
Let's get it off.
Well, there you go.
Let's get it off to the start we need to get it off to. The final week of the year is here. For some of us in this building, we will be celebrating Bears football all damn day today, because it's a Bears Monday, even though the Bears played on a Saturday. They ruined the Saturday because that's what they could do. I didn't think anybody could ruin a Saturday. How can you ruin a Saturday, especially a late year Saturday, where you're thinking about buying gifts for the family or thinking about what your plans will be for New Year's Eve? Yeah, the Bears kind of spoil those things for you, but there was actually some good football and some terrific sports to take in this weekend, so that's what we'll be talking about today.
And not having the Bears on Sunday was great. It opened everything up for you, and you got to enjoy, and I did. It was all outstanding. But the NFL, man, there is more going on in this league. There is more bizarro.
Shot in fright.
I mean, it's all, well, yeah, there's a lot of that too. The Jerry Richardson story, the rapid pace at which that advanced from Sports Illustrated making some phone calls. If you look at the timeline, a couple of weeks ago is when it started. That SI started sniffing around saying, hey, we got some people who are alleging some things. Apparently now we know for a fact that there was hush money paid to settle lawsuits.
A lot of hush money.
A lot. You can imagine that you're talking millions of dollars paid for all that over time. And then you hear that the Panthers are going to investigate. We're on it. We're hiring a special firm to come and investigate. And then, as I said Friday, what the hell is an individual team allowed to be doing when there is an NFL conduct code that has superseded all this stuff? Right. Then you hear the NFL is involved. And then that must have been just a couple of phone calls where Jerry Richardson probably said, all right, that's it. I'm going to sell this franchise. Right.
These are the people that we've talked to on a preliminary basis, and we haven't even gotten to the bottom of their stories, but this is what they're saying. And Jerry understands the climate that he's in. You know, if you already paid out millions of dollars in settlements as is, and you've seen what's happened to Harvey Weinstein and Bill O'Reilly and all these people out here who have gone about things in a fashion less than respectable in the workplace, then yeah, you know, your payday is your punishment. I mean, the same thing with Donald Sterling. There's a lot of people who on the right side of things, I'm not talking about political leanings, but who I feel on the right side of things who don't believe Donald Sterling should have lost his team due to a private conversation. This is a guy whom you haven't learned anything about yet. We don't know. All I know is Jerry Richardson was the man that put himself out there where he knew it would be reported that he said these things to Cam Newton about how it would shine on his franchise if his quarterback was running around out there with tattoos and piercings. He asked him, do you have any tattoos and any piercings? And Cam Newton said, no. He said, let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way. Yeah, those kind of things might not go well here for the Bible you down belt. Here.
Yeah. Yep. The man's from Atlanta, Georgia. You think Cam Newton's not aware of the South? Like, these are the little things. And Charlotte is quickly becoming not the South. If you know anybody that lives in Charlotte or has moved, Charlotte and Denver, I believe, in the last few years have become the fastest growing cities in this country.
Look what happened when North Carolina passed the bathroom bill. And when the city of Charlotte was like, whoa, no, don't let this affect our business.
Right.
We're still open for business here. We're not going to enforce this. This isn't us. We're not behind this. Yeah, Charlotte went out of their way with
our buddy bathroom bill.
A lot of people.
Hi, I'm bathroom bill. Like to say, welcome to North Carolina.
Atlanta's not the South. Yeah. People are starting to say that about Charlotte. Like, yeah, it's a city. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not some of the things that are steeped in tradition, like the areas surrounding it. Probably
there's no question. Yeah, that Raleigh is still
right there for you.
Raleigh's
your little atmosphere.
Raleigh is
take a little trip.
Hey, my experience with Raleigh, having lived in Durham for 4 years, to then it'd be working every day in Raleigh, and wow. That was you think that the 20 minutes on that highway wouldn't make that much of a difference, but you go a good quarter century back in time by the time you get, at least back then. I know it's changed now.
Who are the owners that are safe?
Exactly. And it's not just in the NFL either.
Period.
It's not just in the NFL.
What owner is sitting back right now like, you know what? Nothing's going to come my way. Maybe the two we saw yesterday, because I don't think I've ever seen Mrs. Ford. And then they have the two shot of Mrs. Ford and Virginia. And by the way, Virginia looks great.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Virginia was a lot older looking than that the last time I saw her.
No, she's getting younger. She's doing P90X.
I'm being serious, though. She looks a lot better than the last time we saw her a couple of years ago when we were talking about firing a coach. But, yeah, are the only two female, you know, majority owners the only ones that have nothing to worry about? Like, are they just sitting back like, yeah, these good old boys, hell's coming to breakfast for you. This dude is just minding his business.
I like the fact that they were smoking and playing pool in the second shot of
them.
Yeah, they were. They had a game of nine ball going, which I thought was kind of, and then they moved on to darts. They had the big arachnid cricket machine set up in the back.
Old Rockford McCaskey is what they call her. She's been beating the pants off of people, so to speak.
Yeah, getting after
for
it.
Different decades.
Yeah, she lost the first four games before the stakes started to rise, and then you're just cleaning up, just owning. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score, email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you're listening to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website, BernsteinGoffShow.com. We're on Facebook if you want to enjoy that. Like the 670 The Score page and be a part of that conversation.
It's not going there now.
There is Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. I believe we are video streaming. It's brought to you by American Needle. It's directed by Brian Gertz.
Clark Kardashian! Clark Kardashian! Let's add Kardashian to the audible tree this week.
Now, is that left or right? Or is that a kill? Oh, that's kill. That's kill. That's the kill sign. Instead of kill, kill, kill,
mm-hmm.
Kardashian. Juan Kardashian. Is it Juan Kardashian?
Or it's run behind the giant ass, oh, right? Just thinking outside the box.
I think they got five of those, Dan. I think.
Yeah, but maybe there's one that's notably larger than the other. I didn't take the time to look.
So you're sitting down in meetings, you say to your favorite dude, like, hey, by the way, hey, Bobby, you know Kardashian is you because you got a nice rotund one.
Yep. Nope.
Is that Block or what are you?
Rob hearing? Kardashian.
Oh, is it Rob?
Is it Jumbo? He's a big guy. Is it like a jumbo package?
So is it right?
But that
would
be
maybe?
A crumb behind the obese guy.
Though. That's what I was. Jesus that was Christ. My point.
They got five of them. Rob Kardashian. I feel like that's like run kill, maybe. You know the R word or right kill. I don't know. I'm trying too hard.
The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Oh boy, let's see that again now. Oh, guys, that's. Did he have control? It moved, though, right? You saw it move.
I think it moved. Moved? It may have moved. I don't know.
I'm good with Tony Romo now.
He's been good.
Yeah, I'm good with him. I like his style.
Audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Well, there's a true Blackhawk right there, Troy Murray. Hawks color man on the radio. Who had a wonderful day yesterday, able to celebrate with his daughter, Julia. Congratulations to Julia Murray and the Murray family. She graduated from Kentucky University yesterday, so way to go, Julia. And while we mention that, got to mention my great partner, because his only daughter, Zandra Olchek, graduated from Alabama yesterday. So way to go, Zandra, and Roll Tide.
Yeah, congratulations, girls.
Wow. Roll Tide. That's great.
So we do have another majority owner that is a woman. Bud Adams, is it?
Amy Adams
wife
Strunk.
Or daughter, Amy Adams Strunk.
Did not know of her.
Is
so
the
we got
other
three
majority
of
majority owner. And so she can be part of the billiards game.
And we might have one minority owner if he can just get the name of the team correct. Did you see what happened on Instagram last night?
You're talking about Diddy?
Yes. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I just heard that he wants to bid on the team, and then Steph Curry said he was in, and now Colin Kaepernick says he's going to be a part of it too.
Yeah. You got to get some things down first, though. You got to make sure some things are tight.
This just in, breaking news. The North Carolina Panthers, okay? North Carolina Panthers are up for sale. I believe it's time to turn the franchise over to new ownership. Well, I need to send a message out to everybody in the beautiful state of North Carolina. I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine. I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation and put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback. It's just competition, baby. It's just competition. But also, I will have the best halftime show, the best selection of music, and we will win Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Yeah. There's a few things. You got to make sure you call them the Carolina Panthers because there's a reason why they went Carolina, because they wanted both South and North Carolina to be as one,
inclusive.
Get all that money. And don't know if you want to throw the quarterback competition open with a guy who just won the MVP two years ago.
Yeah, you kind of, I think you're okay there.
Right. Other than that, hey.
You're not the Bears in
I'm
regard,
sure
right?
You can put together what Diddy's worth, what, $930 million? I'm sure that could be the start of an ownership group, something like that. Steph Curry, Nelly might jump out there. The only problem is, too, there was a story, was it like a couple of months ago, about Diddy making his maids bring him sandwiches while he's naked or after he had just had sex. So yeah, you got to make sure that those things have been ironed out before you start talking about
it. He's worth close to $1 billion.
Yeah, he is. I mean, don't get me wrong.
He can put an ownership group together and be a big part of it.
I would be all there for it. I would buy every piece of Carolina Panthers paraphernalia.
Maybe he wants to change the name to North Carolina Panthers.
I'm down with him, but you got to make sure that everything's all good on your end. You know, tighten up a certain few things, and then maybe jump into the running.
This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. We have a ton of stuff coming your way, a lot of football-related stuff. And Jerry Richardson isn't the only big name. There was a bigger name that also stepped down from a major position, and I'm not quite sure I believe the reasoning. We'll get to that and more on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The Bears are a bad football
team. They're a bad football team. John Fox's conservatism is not only an annoying problem, but it stands directly in the way of potential development for the quarterback. Dowell Loggins is a bad quarterback whisperer.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are just good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand. Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time?
doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Bill.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
So, Jason, don't you think P. Diddy putting a contract out on Tupac and having him killed is going to be a problem when the NFL vets his candidacy? Maybe. Or what he's done to every one of his artists besides Biggie, you know, whether it be Mace, Craig Mack, Black Rob, G-Dep, where their careers just go meow. And his keeps going upward. Can you own a liquor? Yeah, you can own a liquor company and still be an owner, right?
Bill Wirtz?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Hello?
The Wirtz family, yeah.
Yeah, the Wirtz family, the board of directors.
That's what I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you some what? French vanilla Ciroc. That's what I'm going to get you, man. Pour it over some ice. Bring in the holidays, baby.
I don't know, that's really up my alley.
Why? Like, or maybe some regular Ciroc? It's not sweet. Come on, man.
Okay.
Buy black for once in your life.
This segment was brought to you by 24/7.
See, it was okay. And then he was like,
diabetic health hotline.
I don't know if I can do that.
Hey, I spent years drinking nothing but King Cobra. I'm good.
Because Lord knows that's black owned.
I'm good.
He thinks black is the same as buying black.
Is Ciroc
and
black?
That special.
Ciroc is black owned?
Ciroc is owned by Diddy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know he owned that.
How do you think Diddy has stayed rich? He ain't made a song that people cared about in decades.
I thought it was just royalties for all of his production.
I mean, that too, and robbing a lot of artists. But no, yes, he owns.
Being up in all their videos.
right.
Dancing around. Attention, diabetics. Lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. So the president of ESPN abruptly resigned. He said, I'm out of here because I have a substance abuse problem.
Yeah, pulled Larry Eustace on us.
That was my first thought. Now, I don't know. And immediately there is that. There's always the response from people who go, wait a second, this is, and I understand.
Yeah, if he has an issue, we hope he take care of himself.
I just think the timing is, the coincidence of the timing with what's going on, with what happened with the John Buchegross pictures that apparently were the decision of the company to release, and the massive backlash of the shirtless photos that were sent a female coworker. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, as the heat's coming down, it's, oh, wait a second. Guess what? Now I'm letting you know this, and I'm out of here. Thanks for everything.
Maybe he got pushed to the edge with this latest little bout he had to deal with. I don't know.
Right. Maybe the stress brought
this. This is a
out.
Bad time to leave abruptly, though.
Yep.
Especially this. When did all these allegations truly start? Like, what are we now? Like, in the second month? No, I'm talking about just period where in the news cycle, it seems like every day we're getting a different name. There's a couple of comedians that's getting ready to get popped, too. A couple of very well-known comedians that are supposedly, you know, getting...
Bigger than Louis C.K.? I mean, that was...
I mean, Louis is one of the top five earners right now.
I mean, when it's Louis C.K. and Dustin Hoffman and Mario Batali...
About 8 weeks of this? 7 weeks of this?
More.
You think so?
Considerably more.
Back to the summer?
When was the first Weinstein story? Because that's what really unleashed some of the Rose McGowan stuff.
I feel like we didn't really do that story justice until like the third and fourth, and then the 20th lady came out.
No,
kind of like the Cosby thing.
But the stuff in...
Did the Cosby thing kick this off? Now that I think about it? Not talking about when we ever talked about sexual misconduct or harassment or assault, flat-out assault, but the rash of... You know, just incidents where women are saying, you know what, damn it, I'm not going to keep quiet about this forever. And was it back to the summer? Because I'm trying to think about how much we've been talking about it, how much we've been around it, how much we have been privy to, you know, information where it's like, okay, this is going to happen here soon. You got an NFL owner bowing out. Now you got the head of of a major.
Yeah, we're about 10 weeks in with October 5th being the first New York Times Weinstein story.
Okay. All right.
But I know that the issues in Bristol go all the way back to what was written about regarding Mike Tirico.
The book.
Yeah, yeah. Where there was a series of, there was stalking and all sorts of other aberrant behavior that were punished with suspension. And maybe that's why he's escaped attention this time around, because it happened a long time ago and it was, quote unquote, handled by the corporation at that time. And there was discipline, and perhaps there was, you know, nothing since. But I remember that being, I want to say it was a big story, but then it sort of blew over because it didn't have the same kind of legs and social media wasn't able to provide the oxygen to that kind of story. Okay. Then this segment brought to you by Burlington. The holiday countdown is on. Hurry into your Burlington store today and save big on all your last minute gifting, watches, wireless, gift baskets, sweaters, toys. Burlington, gifts for everyone. Man, it was a wild weekend in the NFL.
Yes.
And hey, you made the, you're right about Nick Foles. You said it. You said, let's not assume that this was Jeff Fisher coached Nick Foles and that they're completely done just because. And then, of course, you know, you read somebody say, well, what does that do for Carson Wentz's MVP candidacy?
Does he have enough work on the table?
Or does this show that he really wasn't the big difference?
I think for the third week in a row, we might have a new best team in the NFC. And this best team in the NFC has probably been sitting there under our noses for a while. You know who I'm talking about.
They put it on in the first half. Yes, are you talking about that first half explosion where they say, wait a second, you pick your poison and we'll do something else. You decide what you want to sell out to stop, and you're going to be in trouble one way or another.
There's a lot of football we need to get to, including Bears-Lions. What you thought about that? 46 throws for True.
Yeah, I will tell you something else that this weekend taught me about something we thought about the Bears. Because, you know, we always react in the moment. Sometimes you get a little bit of context that better informs what you thought before, and you revisit some of those things. So I guess I have to say I probably was wrong in some of my conclusions.
All right, let's do it on the other side. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's a Bears Monday. It's an NFL Monday. We're going to try to figure out what a catch is once again this season. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You listen to 670 The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mama said there'd be days like this. I mean, you know, the
how about decades like this? I mean, come on.
I'm just saying the kid had a
fourth
bad game.
But consecutive season with double-digit losses.
At least they're dependable. The bar is so low, it's frightening.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? By giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews, VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
CBS Thursday.
Most of us consider it a good day when we don't get shot at.
Who says SWAT isn't glamorous?
Get ready for more.
We're taking shots, Jim.
Hold it down. I'm on my way.
Shamar Moore stars.
Nobody has to die today.
In the new drama, SWAT.
Everyone okay?
They saved us.
The director and producer of Fast and Furious.
We're going in.
Reignite an American legend.
Sometimes you got to take care of those who can't take care of themselves.
SWAT. New drama, CBS Thursday.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.